Here we go. Quarter up, outside in the middle. We're going to grab and lift. Now there's a 1-2 beat here. 1-2, 1-2. We're going to hit it.
It's indoor cycling, but outdoors and over Zoom. Fitness coach Debbie Carlin from Thousand Oaks helps her clients to find balance, and not just literally on the bike.
This is a year where we're coming out of and actually still in kind of a dark place. So we want to get out of the dark and we want to get into the light. And I think it's really important that it starts with us, ourselves, and self-care. I call my business Balanced Life for a reason, because there are a lot of things that are interconnected that feed us in life, in addition to, you know, the food we eat. But there are certain things that are, I think, are most important that people should pay attention to, especially now, to support our immune systems, to make us strong both mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, so we can actually ward off anything that might be coming our way and be stronger to help those that might need us.
It's interesting you should say about balance, because I think that's the thing. People are feeling so unbalanced because the kids aren't at school and work is precarious or non-existent and income is all over the place and just our entire routines and schedules are up in the air so much.
It's true. And I think that the one way to counterbalance that, or to put yourself back into the center and stop being tipped one way, is to, you know, you have to make some pivots. You have to make some changes. But you do have to start with you. Got to keep yourself emotionally stable as well as physically in shape. And it all starts with, I think it all starts with how we nourish ourselves. And nourishing, number one, would be food, of course. Right now, we're kind of grabbing the comfort food, the sugar, the things that make us, you know, the alcohol, things that make us feel a little bit addicted. But there are ways to counterbalance that and get off of that. And you just have to take the baby steps towards it. The number one thing, like I said, is food. But the first and foremost is hydration. So dehydration plays a huge part in illness. So hydrate. So an action step towards that would be to drink an extra glass of water each day. So maybe day one, you drink an extra 8 ounces. And day two or three, you drink 2 8-ounces.
Nice, Kathy. Stay with us now. Even though you can't see all of us.
So by setting smaller, more attainable goals this year, maybe we can find a way to stick to our resolutions. Caroline Faraday, KCLU News.